Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. Today we're super excited to welcome a pop singer, Corey Ann, to the show. Corey sits down with us to talk about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And I'm going solo today, again, because a couple hours ago, my co-host texted me and said she had a family thing going, so I couldn't fault her for that. Family does come first. So with that, I think I'm going to bring on the incredibly talented, super sweet Miss Corey Ann to the show. Hey, Corey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. As I was telling you off air, thanks for taking about 30 or 35 minutes out of your day to come on and do this.
Oh, no, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you so much for, you know, giving me this wonderful opportunity to be able to talk to you.
You know, and as I was also telling you off air, we have a very, very special listener today. Jasmine.
Oh, she's definitely a sweetheart. I love her to death. She's like an older sister to me, and she's amazing. She truly has a big heart, and she's very kind-hearted, and she also she's one that runs my street team for me, and she's always there for me when I need her. And
you know, I've seen a bunch of your tweets back and forth, and it's pretty evident to me that she is one of your biggest fans.
Yeah, I have to say she probably is one of my biggest fans, and I'm probably one of her biggest fans. I mean, she sends me, you know, some amazing letters. I mean, dude, she always puts me into tears. It's just everything she has to say is just amazing. And, you know, I'm a big fan of her. I mean, I wish I had her energy, dude. She's so full of energy, and I love her to death.
Yeah, and you mentioned the street teams that she runs for you. You've got Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. She actually followed me about 10 minutes ago from the a Twitter street team account, so.
Yeah, she's so funny. That's awesome.
You know, and before we get into the actual questions today, I just tell everybody how you came into this whole music business thing.
Okay. Well, actually, it's quite a very interesting story. Well, I've always loved music ever since I popped out of my mom's stomach. But when I was about 12 years old, my mom decided to sign me up for this contest with Kids Bop USA. And it was their very first online contest. And I think there was about 35,000 submissions. And I think it went along for like a month and maybe a week long. And what the goal was supposed to be was you're supposed to aim for the top 10 spots. Well, out of 35,000 people, I made the top 10 spot. I'm like, wow. And my mom and I looked at each other and we're like, dude, I got this far. You know, maybe we should start doing something with my music. And then we decided to start doing a bunch of competitions, and we did a bunch of fairs and festivals. And then when I was about 14 years old, I decided to release my first single, which was Closer to You. And see, everybody was asking me, when are you going to do your own original stuff? And that I was just doing covers in the beginning, and I'm like, okay, well, I really need to start doing something. So I finally came out with my first single, and that did pretty well. And I feel like I got more respect right after I released that, because people saw it as more of a hobby than as a career. And I think once I released that song, they said, okay, wow, this girl's actually, you know, wanting to do it as a career and not just as a hobby. And I started earning respect for that. And then after that, then I decided to do my EP, which was amazing, and it was absolutely fun and very exhausting. By the end of the week, I was, like, so tired I wanted to go to bed for, you know, 2 days. And then after that, I graduated a year early because I realized that, you know, I wanted to do this, and I couldn't do it with, you know, me being at school. So I'm like, okay, I'm going into my junior year. I need to finish school so I can really push my music, and that's what I did. I graduated a year early to give my music a real strong, hard go.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I was on your YouTube page a little bit prior to the show, and I was checking out some of your covers and stuff you get. You've got posted there. You, my friend, have some real talent.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, that means a lot to hear from you. Thank you so much.
You know, and I always tell all my guests this, whether they're singers, whether whether they're actors, whether they're whatever. If there's anything we can do on this show to help promote you or anything, don't ever hesitate to reach out. But we're always open for you, so don't ever hesitate to reach out to us.
Oh, that is so awesome. Thank you so much for giving me that opportunity. I really, really, truly appreciate it.
You know, and I'm a huge music fan myself, so when I have a funny story for you. When I started doing this radio show, it was initially for actors, like soap opera stars and stuff like that, because soap operas are a guilty pleasure.
Right.
And I can't believe I'm admitting that right now. But anyway, you know, and I did that for about maybe a year and a half or 2 years. And all of a sudden, I wake up one day, and I check Twitter, just like normal, and I see about 7 or 8 independent country artists have followed me on Twitter. You know,
wow.
And being the music fan that I am, I decided, all right, I'll see if I can bring some of these people onto the show, along with keeping up with my soap star interviews. I did, and it's been about a year or so of interviewing singers and stuff, and I wouldn't change a thing about it.
Wow, that's a great story. And I'm so glad that you decided to do that.
You know, and like I said, I'm just a big, big, big music fan, so I just I felt like if I've got some part of making somebody's dream come true, I've done my job, you know. And that's
right, totally.
And that's really what this show is about. I don't care if you're a musician, if you're an actor, if you're just somebody off the street. If you have a interesting story to tell, I'm willing to talk to you. So.
Right. Well, we as artists are truly honored to be able to have, you know, people like you to help support us, because without, you know, our support, we would, you know, not be who we are today. We count on you guys to help us make our dreams come true.
You know, and nothing thrills me more than seeing people succeed, you know. Nothing thrills me more.
Right. And I've met some incredible people. I know, you know, that I've gotten to meet throughout the years of just them being able to support me, and I have, you know, created some truly amazing friendships online and a few offline, and, you know, I couldn't be where I am today without any of them, and I consider them all family, you know. I really don't care for the word fan because I don't consider them as a fan. I consider them as, you know, a friend or a family member. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm truly blessed to have them all on my side. You know,
you know, it's funny you say that because people that I listen to the show or whatever, I don't consider them fans at all because when I think of somebody that has fans, I think of somebody like a George Clooney or a Leo DiCaprio or somebody like that.
Right.
And I by far am not on that level. So like you said, I don't consider, quote, fans of the show as fans. They're more like a family to me, you know. So I'm with you on that.
Well, thank you for agreeing with me. That's awesome that someone, you know, understands me.
Oh, yeah. I totally get it. Totally. I did have some kind of a fun question, if you're up for it. Some kind of like a get-to-know-you type stuff.
Right.
If you weren't in the music business, what could you see yourself doing now, maybe college or whatever?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I missed the last ending of the question.
If you weren't in the music business, what could you see yourself doing now, maybe a college or whatever?
Oh, okay, if I wasn't in the music business. Wow, that's a tricky question. I probably would be going to college. I've always wanted to be a math teacher. I know that sounds really crazy, and a lot of people are like, you're such a nerd. I really am, to be honest with you, but I've always loved teaching math. I actually was able to teach a math class at my school one day because my teacher had to go into another class to watch them test, so I actually got to teach her class one day, and it was the most scary but amazing feeling in the world because you have these students that are relying on you, and it was a great experience.
That's cool. Okay, let's see. What kind of music are you currently listening to now, and what kind of TV shows are you watching?
Right now, I'm listening to Ed Sheeran, Sam Smith, Taylor Swift, Adam Levine, Selena Gomez, Echo Smith, and TV shows. Okay, well, I just got done watching Pretty Little Liars, and now I'm into this Switched at Birth, and dude, those TV shows will have you freaking out. Like, I am so intense watching those because it's like one thing happens, and then it completely gets twisted, and I'm like, "Are you serious? That did not just happen." And I've always been a TV movie kind of girl. I love watching movies. I would sit there and watch movies all day long if I could. And TV shows I have, but now I just recently got into these two series, and then I'm also into like the Vampire Diaries, which is crazy too. So yeah, they're all awesome, but dude, they're so intense. Oh, and cooking shows, yes, Chopped, Cutthroat Kitchen. I was into Sweet Genius, and yeah.
That's awesome. You know, when you said your music interests, I always tell people this. Since I'm such a big music nerd, my musical taste range from, oh my God, you need to hear this, to, I know, please don't judge me.
Yeah.
That's just because I will listen to pretty much anything once. I don't matter. I don't care what a genre of music it is. I listen to anything at least once.
Right. I totally get you. I listen to every genre too.
Oh yes. Right now though, I'm more of on a country music kick right now. So, big country fan.
See, I used to be country before I met my manager, Dave Segas. I used to be all country, and then I met him, and he's like, okay, you sound good singing country, but, you know, you have a voice that can do it all, so why don't you try to do, you know, something like pop? And I'm like, okay. So he told me to do Warwick Avenue by Duffy, and oh, my God, I love that song. And
oh, yeah.
Once I put that song out there, my views started getting bigger and larger, and I'm like, okay, this is working. And I actually got to know him, and then like a year after really getting to know him, my mom and I decided to ask him to be a part of the team, and then he started creating all my websites. He started giving me all these different song requests, and my fan base just started getting larger, and he has done nothing but help me. And he, you know, to be honest with you, I've gotten some people that have been really nasty towards me because I asked him to be a part of my team because, you know, he's a new and upcoming, you know, person who helps me, and he's not well known. Mm-hmm. And he has done nothing but make my career better, you know. He's always been there for me. He's told me that I don't want anything from you till you actually can afford it. And, you know, he's not a money hogger, and he's my rock, and he keeps my head, you know, on straight, and he keeps my feet planted, which I really appreciate, and he keeps me in line, you know. If I'm doing something wrong, he'll keep me in check, you know, but I love him to death. And he understands me, you know, inside and out, so...
You know, I'm going to kind of steal my co-host question here. since she's not around to ask herself. If you could do a duet with anybody, a living or dead, who would it be and why?
Okay, I probably would choose Ed Sheeran just because I love him to death and of the genre. You know, I love that genre. And, I mean, I think it would be amazing to be able to do it with him. And he's cute.
Right.
I mean, dude, he's cute.
Oh, man.
He melts my heart. He could sing me to sleep.
Okay. Now, if I don't ask this next question, my best friend will probably kill me.
Uh-oh. Okay.
If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
If I were to change anything, I don't think I ever would. I would never change anything because I wouldn't be who I am today if I changed anything. And I have learned a lot through these years, and all these experiences that I've gone through have helped create who I am today. So, and it's helped me grow as an individual, and... Yeah, I would never change anything, to be honest with you.
Okay. Let me see if there's anything else. You mentioned, well, we've already mentioned your social media street teams and everything. How has social media helped you in your career?
How has social media helped me in my career?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I have met some incredible people who have always had my back. And, oh, my gosh. I love everyone that I meet. And, you know, I'm from a small town. And out here, I don't have a lot of resources at all, and to be honest with you, I wish I could get out of here, you know, but right now I'm stuck.
Oh, I know that feeling.
Definitely. But, I mean, being able to meet other people and have them support me and get my music out there and, you know, reach people. My actual biggest fan base is actually in the UK right now, which is incredible. And I hope to one day move there. But, I mean, social media has played a major part in my career as well. That's for darn sure.
Awesome. Okay. Let me see. I always like asking this question because the responses are different every time. What is the best piece of advice you've ever gotten, whether it's in your personal life or music wise? What's the best piece of advice you've ever gotten?
Right. Well, if I were to give anybody any advice, and you probably have heard this tons of times, but I feel it is best to be yourself, because if you're not yourself, you're never going to be truly happy. And people want to know the real you. They don't want to know some fake person that you're just trying to be just to get your name out there. And mm-hmm. I feel like you can connect with anybody way easier when you're yourself than you are someone who you normally wouldn't be. So I would tell anybody just to be themselves and to stay true to themselves.
I get that. You know, and going back to what I was saying before about the show, I never expected any of this to ever happen to me because I'm just a small town a southern country guy from Tennessee. So, and to have this show become what it is, it's just, it's hard to believe on a daily basis. It's hard to believe.
Right. Definitely. I believe, I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that I totally agree with you how sometimes things happen and you never believe that could even happen. Going back to advice, another thing that I would tell anybody is to never give up and to always work hard, because if you get things handed to you, it's not as enjoyable as working hard and finally reaching your goal. And as long as you stay true to yourself and work as hard as you can, I believe that anything could come true for you.
Right. You know, and I believe that too. You know, and I have just a couple more questions for you here. Let's see. I can find them. You know, besides music, what are some of your other passions and stuff that you'd like to explore?
Let's see, other passions. Well, I definitely love to hang out with my friends, and if I'm not doing music for my business, then I'm listening to other music. Since I've graduated, I started writing tons. If I'm not writing, then I'm watching movies, and I'm drawing, too. I love to draw.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And then I love to go for walks as well.
Nice. We do have a caller on the line if you're up for taking a call or two.
Yeah, definitely.
All righty, hold on. Is this Jasmine?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Jasmine, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I believe you two know each other.
yes, we met back in January, and it was the best time of my life because I've been supporting Corey for the past 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, I have to do something really quick. I'm sorry, I have to. It's a little early, but I have to do it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jasmine. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my gosh,
I love
Corey.
You, girly.
I love you, too, Corey. Anyways, what I wanted to say was I'm very proud of Corey because when I met her, when I actually started supporting her, she was only 12. And from the time she messaged me saying, go check out my YouTube videos and I hope you like it. Well, from the time I listened to them, I was stuck to her. I've been stuck to her ever since, and I'm proud to be called the street team leader of everything I've done for her, and I will not stop doing what I do for her because Corey told me that if it was not for me, she would not be where she is today. And I still cry sometimes thinking of how blessed I am, and then that I finally got to meet Corey after 4 years was just unbelievably amazing. And then her mom is the sweetest person, and so is Corey. I'm like, I can't wait to meet her again, and I hope...
Oh, definitely. I will be coming and seeing you soon, Lee.
Yeah. And
well, actually,
I think it's
Friday.
Too. Yes, Friday is my birthday. And if you got to come, my day would be completely made.
Well, I'm definitely coming.
And then I have something for your birthday, too, even though it's a little late.
Oh, no.
You might cry on this one. You might cry on this one.
Dude, you always make me cry.
I know.
It never
fails. It's just out of love. It's just out of love.
Well, you definitely have a big part.
And if it was not for Corey, I don't think I would be where I am today with anti-bullying and everything, because she was the person who supported me the first day that she found out, and she pushed me and pushed me and pushed me and pushed me so far that I'm completely filled with love and everything else.
I'm truly very proud of you, Jasmine. You've come a long way as well. So.
And I'm proud of you too, Corey.
Oh, thank you, love.
You're welcome.
Jasmine, thanks for taking the time to call in and kind of surprise Corey. So.
Thank you for letting me talk to her.
All right, I'll let you go, and I'll be talking to you later on Twitter, okay? Bye. Jasmine's a sweetheart, isn't she?
Yes, she truly is a sweetheart. I love her to death.
I said this at the top of the show, but I'm going to say it again since we've only got a couple of minutes left. You have my full support. I just want you to know that. You have my full support, and I'm sure you've got Emily's full support, too. So.
Thank you so much. I'm truly honored to have your support. I mean, it's a great feeling to know that, you have my back and you're supporting me, and I'm truly blessed. Thank you so much.
and again, like I said, I wanted to thank you for taking about 30 minutes or so out of your day to come and chat with me. And I hope I'm not overstepping here, but I do consider you a dear friend.
Oh, and I consider you a dear friend, too. And thank you so much for giving me this, awesome opportunity. I mean, come on, you're the very first one. And, dude, it was totally fun, and I don't even know why I was nervous, to be honest with you.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you?
Yeah. Well, the countdown was like, it was getting to me a little bit.
Yeah. I do that for a couple of reasons, actually. One is so the guest can be reminded or whatever and retweet the link like you did. And another reason I do that is for other listeners that might want to call in like they did. So
right.
I'll do that pretty much for every interview.
Well, that's awesome. It's really cool. Yeah. Thank you again.
I hope I didn't sound like too much of a doofus on her.
Oh, no, you did not. Don't worry about it. And I'm actually getting excited because I'm actually going down to L.A. in a few months to release another single, and then I have another charity single as well that I'm going to be releasing next year.
I was gonna ask you about any upcoming projects, so I'm glad you mentioned that.
Oh, sweet.
I think that's pretty much all I've got for you today. So, again, I wanted to thank you for coming on the show and taking a few minutes to talk to me today.
Oh, thank you so much. Like I said again, I am truly honored to be able to be given this opportunity. So thank you so much for giving me your time and allowing me to talk to you.
You know, and before we go back to what I said about sounding like a doofus on air, every interview I do, I will do my homework. I will listen to, read, or watch anything that the guest has ever done in their entire career, so I know exactly what I'm getting myself into and talking about. So.
Right. Well, you definitely did not sound like a doofus, so I promise you that. You sounded very good, so you don't have to worry about that at all.
That's awesome. Thank you again, Corey, and I'll be talking to you on Twitter definitely, okay?
Okay, sounds good. I will be talking to you later.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the incredibly talented, super sweet Miss Corey Ann, with a little surprise from our mutual friend Jasmine. okay. All right, time for announcements. Since Emily's not available, I'll be doing the announcements for now. Next Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central, as usual, we have our lovely friend, Miss Patsy Pease, back on the show with us. And I believe it's the 22nd, if I'm not too bad mistaken, at 5 p.m. Central as well. We have our awesome friend Bonnie Irwin back on the show with us. And we're working on a bunch of things for October that I can't really talk about just yet, but they're coming. So I think for that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weed Days with Murph. Thank you.